"What do you want?" Christopher asked, his voice hard and suspicious. Lorcan glanced at him, frowning, but Rory ignored him altogether. To Rory, Christopher didn't exist. Winter probably didn't exist at this moment. Only Lorcan existed, because Rory was trying to tell him something. "The boy," Rory said to Lorcan, gesturing with his hands and trying to concentrate. "Jonathan's..." His voice trailed off, and he gazed wordlessly at Lorcan for a moment, his hands poised. Winter groaned. She had forgotten about this frustrating ghost talk. Trying to speak to them was like trying to hold water in your fingers. It seemed they were too distant to keep track of many things. After a while, most of them focused on only one subject, like Heather Quinn and her obsession with death, or the hungry ghost and its obsession with food. But Rory was trying very hard to concentrate, she could see that, and she willed him to get a train of thought going that he could communicate to them.
"Jonathan's boy?"
asked Lorcan, keeping very still, trying not to disturb the ghost's efforts.
"Which of his boys? Alberon, is it? The young boy? The white boy?"
Rory closed his eyes and swayed like waterweed for a moment, drifting in and out of focus.
"Jonathan's boy,"
he whispered, as if recalling him in a dream.
"He does not understand. Just paper. Just ideas."
Christopher growled impatiently, and Winter and Lorcan shushed him as one. Rory opened his eyes again, staring down at Lorcan. "The men," he said, very clearly, his voice almost a real sound. Lorcan's lips parted in dismay. He gazed up into Rory's urgent face, and Winter could tell that the words, "the men," had significance for her father.
"Our men, Rory? The 24? Our 24?"
Rory blinked at him, his face puzzled. He had forgotten already. Lorcan pulled himself up in the bed and reached his hand out, as though to grab the front of Rory's ragged uniform. His fingers passed through sun-filtered air.
"Rory! Do you mean the 24?
"The 24," repeated Rory, his face clearing. "Aye, the men."
Lorcan abruptly put his hand to his eyes, and Rory watched as the big man struggled with some inner turmoil. The ghost's face was unusually alert now, really seeing the man before him. Winter began to feel uncomfortable at the way Rory was staring at her father. Ghosts weren't meant to focus on you like that. It wasn't done. Rory's tissue paper words drew Lorcan's gaze back up, and Winter saw her father swallow down his emotions and grind his teeth in an effort to listen without tears.
"They have forgotten," Rory told him, "everything but victory."
Lorcan's distress turned to confusion.
"What do you mean?"
"The men, the boy. Ideas. Old songs best left unsung. It was all for naught. All for naught, Lorcan. He used it again."
Lorcan nodded, his eyes hollow.
"I know.
Now he wants to take it back."
"He's right to, Rory. He should. We all agreed."
Rory leant down, and without warning, brought his ghostly face up close to Lorcan's. The big man recoiled from the sensation of ghost breath on his skin, and Rory leaned closer. For a moment, Lorcan was staring directly into the dead man's eyes, and the dead man was staring back. Lorcan's hands began to shake, and he made a desperate noise in his throat. He seemed unable to look away.
"The men don't agree," hissed Rory. "There with the boy."
Winter jerked in panic as her father began to choke.
"Hey!"
Christopher shouted from the door, and Winter heard the chair scrape as he pushed himself from it.
"Hey!"
Lorcan released a horrible, rasping breath, as though he were being strangled, and Winter leapt forward as Christopher stumbled his way to her side.
"Dad!"
she shouted. But then Rory stood up, breaking eye contact, and Lorcan slumped forward, his hand to his throat, his face scarlet. He immediately held a hand up, and Winter and Christopher came to an obedient halt. Winter fidgeted at the end of the bed, glancing anxiously between Rory and her father as Lorcan got himself under control. Behind her, Christopher staggered like a drunkard and grabbed at the footboard, his knife still held out in shaking defiance of the ghost. Rory Shearing was standing dreamily looking down at the now glaring Lorcan.
"So," rasped the big man, his hand still to his throat, "where is he? The boy?"
Rory tilted his head, looking quizzical.
"Rory!"
Lorcan slapped the bed loudly, demanding that the ghost concentrate.
"Rory, sharpen up!"
Rory frowned and seemed to focus on Lorcan again.
"Yes," he said, "the boy."
"That's why you're here, isn't it? To tell me where the boy is? You can't possibly think it's right that he bring it into use, that he drag it all out into the light. After all..."
Lorcan paused, and his voice dropped to a whisper.
"After all you sacrificed to bury it."
Rory frowned suddenly and looked behind him, as though he'd heard a sound. Instinctively, they all followed his gaze. He was staring intently at the far wall, but there was nothing there that they could see.
"Rory," asked Lorcan uncertainly, "where is Alberon?"
Rory tore his eyes from the wall.
"That is what you need to know?" he asked.
"Yes," said Winter suddenly. "Yes, Dad, tell him yes."
"Yes," said Lorcan.
Rory looked behind him again.
"I must go."
He glanced at Lorcan.
"I will do my best."